Welcome to your five for the day. At the outbreak of the First World War, recruitment songs such as We Don't Want to Lose You, But We Think You Ought to Go, proved popular in music halls, as did anti-German songs like When Belgium Put the Kibosh on the Kaiser. On the Western Front, marching bands were sent to accompany the troops. Soldiers would regularly put on concert parties, and almost every division had its own entertainment troupe. In the long periods of waiting between battles, songs played an important role in staving off boredom and boosting morale. A Long Way to Tipperary was the first hit of the war, a lively tune with fond thoughts of returning home soon. Songs about home resonated through the war, with Keep the Home Fires Burning, released in 1914, remaining popular throughout. As war continued, upbeat messages about staying cheerful and carrying on, such as Pack Up Your Troubles, played a vital role in keeping spirits up. The songs united people in a shared experience, whether they were at home, on the Western Front, or stationed further afield. Often, what we are whistling or humming or singing is an indicator of the depths of our thoughts at that point. What kind of music do you favour? What lyrics travel along your auditory nerve to your brain? What are your frequently played songs on your device? Often, what we sing about is what we think about, and what we think about, we sing about. It's a tight loop. The thrust of Psalm 84 is unmistakably clear. The writer-singer has the beauty of the Lord's presence on his mind. His heart throbs with excitement as he thinks about getting to the temple to enjoy the presence of the Lord. He's homesick for the temple. Just to be there, just to be in that spiritual environment, just to be away from the noise of a foreign society, and to be occupied solely with the Lord. He can hardly contain himself. He even thinks of sparrows that have the privilege of building their nests right in the temple courtyards. Or to be a sparrow, or even a swallow, and chirp away from a nest in the precincts of the temple of the Lord. One of the lines of his songs goes like this: "For a day in your courts is better than a thousand outside. I would rather stand at the threshold of the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness." Whatever a thousand days on some dream island with nothing else to do but relax, unwind, soak up the sun, feel the hot sand, enjoy the crystal clear water, do some snorkeling and some surfing, read your favourite books and have plenty of time to pursue the hobby closest to your heart. Or what about a thousand days of glamour, hobnobbing with the world's elite? Would you really choose one day in the presence of the Lord over a thousand days somewhere else? Would you rather be a lowly doorkeeper standing on the steps of the house of God, turning the doorknob and letting others in and out? Would you rather be doing that than rubbing shoulders with the rich and famous in Manhattan, Paris, or London? The believer who wrote Psalm 84 gives a resounding yes, yes, yes to the questions. Today is not the Jewish temple in Jerusalem, but we can think of heaven when reading this psalm. But don't forget this either. You can enjoy the presence of the Lord in your bedroom or kitchen, at the office or on the bus. Are you really enjoying the presence of the Lord in your life today? You can, if you know him as your Saviour who died to save you. What are you singing about today? Are you singing songs of praises to Christ the Lord? Are you expressing in song that a day in his presence, in close communion with him, is better than a thousand days anywhere else, doing anything else with anyone else? As the Phil Spector number one hit song says, "To know him is to love, love, love him. Just to see that smile makes my life worthwhile. To know him is to love, love, love him. And I do, and I do, and I do.